Blog Talk Radio.
Love.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome to Joy and Peace Community Ministry, where your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have come by the show today. It will be an exciting topic that will be coming forth. But before we start, we have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for who you are and whose you are. Thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you for the topic that has been chosen to talk about today, to hear the Father. Let someone hear it on the archive or even call in that may listen to it. We give you the praise today and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. The topic we're going to be talking about, we're going to be touching on quite a few basics for the next 45 minutes. And we're going to talk about faith in the truth, faith in, we're going to talk about so many things in this broadcast today about freedom. We're going to talk about guilt of freedom. So today, let us start with, let's face the truth and find freedom. So we're going to tie this all in together today. You know the word of God said, but when he, the spirit of truth come, guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Facing the truth about yourself is a vital key to experiencing a breakthrough to victory. If you want to continue live in new levels of victory, you must remain open and receptive to the truth about yourself. This is not just a superficial acknowledgement of word of wrong thinking and behavior. And in our broadcast, we will be using various tag words today. Some of them will be truth, freedom, speak, yourself, the pit, and I'll probably be adding others as we go along. So let us start about the truth and find freedom. You know, faith in the truth yourself is about a key to experiencing a breakthrough. You know, God brings an attitude of repentance, which is a willingness to go in the right direction. Faith in the truth about your mindset, motive, methods of doing things, enable you to move beyond your despair and experience a wonderful fellowship with God. When you think about it, the truth about yourself often brings great hurt, but the truth of God's word brings great healing. As you continue in his word, the truth will set you free. You see that in John 8 and 32. So today, we're talking about freedom, truth. All you need to do is start with yourself. Look in the mirror at self and let the mirror talk back to you. You need to start facing a truth about yourself. Don't look at anybody else. And when you start looking at self and the mirror and the Holy Spirit start talking to you about self, yourself, not nobody else's self, but yourself, you're going to see a lot of flaws, a lot of things that you need to get truth to find freedom within yourself. You know, I went over to Philippians 3 and 12. We're going to talk about guilt for freedom. Over in Philippians 3 and 12 say, now that I have not obtained or have already been made perfect, but I press on to lay hold of, meaning to grasp, and make my own that for which Christ Jesus, the Messiah, has laid hold of me and made me his own. You know, Satan delight in trying to make us feel guilty, condemnation over our past sins and imperfection. I know, because I was plagued with these feelings for many years until God helped me see that I did not need to be perfect to be forgiven. He let me know I was accomplishing nothing beneficiary by feeling guilty. We're talking about the truth and finding freedom today within yourself. When you repent and turn away from your sin, God does the rest. And he is more than enough. You don't need to add your guilt to his sacrifice. Forgiveness is complete free. Even though you are not perfect, you can accept the forgiveness Jesus said is yours. Exchange your feeling of guilt today and condemnation for his unconditional love and find complete and total freedom. Today we're talking about freeing yourself, finding the truth within yourself, and learning how to go to God and let him help you. You can't do it alone, but finding the truth and finding freedom, that means you've got to trust God, not yourself. You know, over in Proverbs 3:5 say, lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. You'll find that in Proverbs 3:5. Think about when you face time of crisis in life, you need direction. That means you need to go to God. All of your human reasonings will not provide the answers that you need. It will only add to your confusion. But God will give you direction if you trust him. Today we are talking about the truth and finding freedom within yourself. You know, truth sometimes is difficulty for you to deal with because your human nature want to understand everything. You want things to make sense. The Holy Spirit can cause you to have peace about things that make no sense at all to your natural mind. If you are hurting today because of a crisis in your life, you must not become angry with God. He is the only one who can help you. Only he can bring the lasting comfort and healing you need. So continue to believe in the goodness of God and lean on, trust in, and be confident in him. You know, when you're trying to find freedom within yourself, you have to rely on God. The enemy will come and try to make you think of all the fear. Move that fear out of the way. The word of God say, fear not, for I am with you. Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. I am the Lord who say to you, fear not, I will help you. You know we have to think about that. Facing the truth and find freedom. I notice this passage tell you not to look around you in terror and be dismayed. When you look at your circumstances, until you become afraid, it is always a mistake. Yet, that's just what many people do. The more you focus on your eyes, your mouth, on the problem, the more fearful you become. You won't be able to find the freedom you need. Instead, you should focus on God, who is able to handle anything you will ever have to face, to harden you to difficulties. No matter how great and important or small and significant your fear may be, God is saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Today, we are talking about the truth and the freedom. And when you think about the things I've been saying, you can't help but trust God's way. Isaiah 55:8-9, the word of God say, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways mine. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Did you know a lack of understanding of how God does things can wear you out? We're talking about truth and find freedom today. If you don't understand his way, you could end up fighting and resisting things, thinking they are an attack from the devil, when in reality, they are an attempt, by the Lord to work, something good in your life. You know, God does not do bad things, but sometimes you may fail to realize something that feel bad to you. It's not necessarily bad for you. Reminding yourself, here we come back to freedom and yourself, that his ways are not your ways, will help you trust him even when your circumstances are hard to understand. You know, as this busy day come and go, just put yourself in the hands of Almighty God and rest in the knowledge that he is God and know what's best. So today we're talking about the truth and freedom. And over in Exodus, the 14th chapter and the 13th verse, the word of God say, fear not, stand still, meaning to be firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. You know, all of us face times when we feel fear about doing a particular thing. Perhaps the Lord has prompted you to step out and do some things, and the devil is trying to keep you from doing it. We're talking about the truth and freedom today of yourself. You know, the verse provide a clear and simple solution. Fear not, mean don't run, and God will help you. When you are faced with fear, rather than bowing your knees to it, you must stand firm, knowing that God will help you. Even if your knees are shaking, your mouth is dry, and you feel as though you are getting weak, just keep saying, Lord, strengthen me. This is what you have to do with your help And I'm going to do it. Excuse me. Because it is your reveal will for me. I am determined that my life is going to be ruled by fear, but by your word. That meaning the truth and finding freedom, you have to do what God wants you to do. You have to change your focus. You know, I went over and reminded by Paul prayed this prayer for the believers at the church in Philippi, knowing they could not have power, victorious life on this lesson. They learned the real value of loving others. You got to love yourself first. Finding freedom that you may be able to love others. You too must make a true commitment to walk in love, which may require you to readjust your priority and change your focus. We're talking about truth, freedom, guilt, pit. We're bringing it all up today. You should have your mind renewed to what love really is. It's not feeling you have. It is the decision you make. A decision to treat people the way Jesus would treat them. A true love walk does not come easily or without personal sacrifice. But the benefits are great. God will enrich your life like never before. Loving others is a pathway to true joy. Today, we're talking about the truth. And when you think about that, you need to seek the truth. Everything is about the truth and your freedom. You know, over in Mark 4, 14 and 15, we think about the sower sowed the word. The one along the path are those who have the word sown in their hearts. But when they hear, Satan come at once and by force take away the message which has been sown in them. See, when you face the truth and find freedom, Satan have to leave. If you hear or study the word, the devil will immediately attempt to steal it from you. He does not want the word to root in your heart and begin to produce good fruit in your life. When you learn the truth, deception is uncovered and you are set free. Satan hates and fears the word. He will do anything possible to prevent you from learning God's word. We're talking about facing the truth today, finding freedom and guilt, the truth. We're talking about all that will help you today. You know, Satan works hard to keep you from the word. He knows the word, God, is a powerful weapon against him. It assured his defeat. That is why it's important that you learn to wield the spiritual sword. Reading, hearing, believing, meditating on, and confessing the word cancel Satan's evil plan. Tonight, this afternoon, this morning, determine to make the word of God priority in your life. You don't have to walk with fear because you are finding freedom. See, the longer he can keep you bound in fear, that's the longer that you can't find the freedom and the truth that you need. Don't be afraid. Walk in the newness of life. Have no fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Just think about it. Have you ever started to step out in faith And even at the thought of it, felt fear rising up in you, trying to take that freedom from you. It happens to everyone from time to time. But it's important to realize that the source of Satan doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do and receive all God has for you. So he sends fear to try to torment you into being doubtful and miserable. Fear is an evil spirit that hinders progress. But you can live without fear by building your faith on what God has said in his word. There is great power in confusing and confessing the word of God. So when Satan attempts to torment you with fear, the words say that the Lord is with you and will not fall or fail you or forsake you. You'll find that in Deuteronomy 31:6. Take steps of faith, even if you have to do it afraid. Today we are talking about the truth, finding freedom. We're going to talk about the pit next, freedom from the pit. Long as Satan have you bound, he going to want to keep you in a pit. But today, you coming up out of that pit, coming up with rejoicing today. You coming out refusing to be confused. You coming out being a believer. We're talking about today the truth, freedom, guilt, the pit. We just letting the enemy know he's not going to have a stronghold on us. We're going to let him know that God is restoring us. We have victory. And we have to watch the words we say so we can find our freedom. We can keep the freedom that we have just by watching our words. Over in Psalms 40, verse 1 and 2, the word of God is saying, I waited patiently and expectedly for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up out of a horrible pit. See, the enemy had you in a pit from the truth and from freedom. When the Bible speak of the pit, I always think of the depths of depression. David spoke of feeling as though he were in a pit, calling out to the Lord to rescue him and set his feet on solid ground. Nobody wants to be in the pit of depression. Satan take advantage of your situation by reminding you of painful memories. That's why you can't get the truth and you can't be free. When you are depressed, the devil's goal is to make you so miserable and hopeless, you will never rise up to cause him any problem or to fulfill the call of God on your life. So if you are struggling today from being all God wants you to be, cry out to the Lord and allow him to draw you out of the pit and set you free. God has great plans and a great life plan for you. Don't let Satan steal it through depression, through the truth that you know, and the freedom that you need. You know, when we talk about freedom and liberty, Jesus came to set the captive free. You are not free to do whatever you feel like you're doing, but you have been set free from ligaments. You are not free to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. A legalistic mentality saying that everybody has to do exactly the same thing. you're finding freedom. The same way all the time, but realizing today the Spirit of God leads us individually and often in unique and creative ways. Jesus wants you to have liberty and not legalism. If the Son has set you free from sin, free from manipulation and control, free from competition with others, free from addiction, free from fear, free from selfishness, free to be who you are. Free freedom. Don't you want to be free today? Don't you want that the enemy can't touch you, got your front and your back? When you think about freedom today, when you think about the pit, the guilt, the shame that the enemy trying to plague you with, you know you need that truth from God's word, and you need the freedom that God is teaching you each and every day of your life. You have to not look back because you want to be free. The words say over in Psalms 30:5, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Here you got the truth and you got your freedom. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 tells us there's a time for everything. A time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to laugh, a time to play. You'll be cold-hearted and lacking compromise if you experience lost and felt nothing. But after a while, you must let go of what lies behind and press forward. That's coming up, that freedom. If you don't, the past will destroy your future. So you need to know the truth, your freedom. God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise, take his place. Go over this Jordan, now and all this people, into the land which I've given to them, the Israelites. Every place upon which the sole of the feet shall tread, that have I given to you. Freedom. Once you move from where God is taking you to, you can have the truth, and you will have the freedom. Like the children of Israel, God wants you to let go of the past. Take new grounds. Don't spend the rest of your life mourning something you have lost. Go forward. Don't look back. We're talking about knowing the truth today and finding freedom from all the things that you've been plagued with. Oh, my, my, my. I'm going to play a little music, and I'll be back. I need to get a little water. Be right on back.
See, I am facing that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you say, hearing the Bible, that I pray. I put my hope in you, trusting that you see me through, believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, don't bless my house as I talking to out here, but there's somebody that is going through something right now in your house. And can I tell you that if you bless him, he'll bless your house. Listen to this.
Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to your love for a divine refreshing.
Amen, amen. I've been having sinus, so I had to get some water and wait a little while. So coming up to the close of our program today, face the truth and find freedom. No matter what you're going through, anyone that may be listening today, listening later on the car, we all face something, but we need to find freedom. Exchange your gift for freedom. The truth for freedom. Come out of the pit for freedom. You know, you have to be transformed by the being conformed. So that means to get the truth, to go through these different steps. So as I said earlier, freedom and liberty. Jesus wants you to have liberty. He wants you to come out of the pit where you may have freedom. He don't want you bound up. So many people are bound up and chained up themselves. God didn't do it. You done it to yourself. You let the enemy beat you down. Try and start trusting what God wants you to do that will lead you to freedom. It's not about us, but it's all about the Lord. So today, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast talking about facing the truth in your life that you may be able to find freedom. Go to God in prayer. Whatever it is that you said you've done in God, you can face the truth with him. You can exercise what he have given you. You can ask him for help. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You start trusting God and not yourself, because you put yourself a lot of time in the situations that you are in because you're bound up. But God wants to unbound you. He's loosened the chains off of your mouth, off of your neck, off of your arms, hands, your feet. He's loosened those chains. So today, I hope you was helped by this broadcast today. Face the truth. Everyone want to be free. Excuse me. You don't want to be bound up. 2022 is coming in. And you want to have the truth of the Word of God. You want to have that freedom that you able to do the things God have called you to do, ordained for you to do. So that means you got to start speaking the truth to yourself. Start speaking it to yourself. Look in the mirror and start speaking to that mirror and start speaking the truth. Looking at yourself in that mirror. You want to be free. You don't want to be bound up or chained up. So today, our broadcast was Face the Truth and Find Freedom, where you can be freedom and the truth from the pit, from liberty, and trust God for everything. Don't lean on your own understanding. So today, I thank each and every person that listened to this broadcast or will listen later on the archive. Thank you so much for coming on. Have a wonderful and a blessed new year. This is the last Wednesday in this year. So, everyone, have a wonderful, a prosperous new year. Hope to see you in the brand new year that will be coming in Jesus' name. We'll make this broadcast be on the air coming up to 16 years. So tell your friend, tell your neighbor, tell your coworker, tell your boss, tell your family that they can come on Joy and Peace Community Ministry, which is also Joy and Peace Community Development Cooperation. We would love to hear from you in 2022. So until next year, be blessed. Enjoy bringing you the broadcast in 2021. Signing off, Apostle Sadie Elliott. Bye-bye.